KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky, 34 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, the high of 49. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. A local developer was cited for failure to obey a stop sign or yield the right-of-way following an investigation into an accident Wednesday afternoon in Atlantic. In an update to our earlier report, police say Don Sontag of Atlantic was cited after the pickup he was driving struck a car driven by Edward Stevens of Walnut. The accident happened around 1:35 p.m. at the intersection of 3rd and Walnut Streets. Officials say Stevens was traveling south on Walnut and had stopped at the stop sign before proceeding into the intersection. Sontag was eastbound on 3rd Street and failed to see the car before striking it. An unidentified female passenger of the car suffered minor injuries and was transported by medevac ambulance to the Cass County Memorial Hospital. The Atlantic School Board Wednesday evening approved the resignations of some staff and 9 certified teachers, each of whom will receive a $500 stipend for submitting their request for early retirement prior to the end of this month. Among the teachers whose resignation was approved by the board was Margot McGill, junior kindergarten teacher, Paulette Hansen, fourth grade teacher, first grade teacher Rita McLaren, early childhood special education teacher Rebecca Osborne, 6th grade teacher Katherine Larson, 5th grade teacher Kathy Hansen, high school science teacher Nancy Jenkins, high school math and science teacher Steve Beyer, LMB reading teacher Pam Tibkin, and head 7th grade football coach Mike McDermott. School board member Jenny Williams asked McDermott why he was resigning his position at the end of the school year.
Well, I just had some concerns, and part of that's personal. I mean, I think I'm the only coach in the district that coaches year-round, and it's taken its toll. There's other things, you know, other things I'd like to do, and if that's an area I can get out of. My son doesn't play 7th grade football anymore, so my daughter doesn't play football either, so I don't have a chance to coach them, and, you know, you got to give up something.
And Williamson Board Vice President Christy Pellett thanked McDermott for his service and all those teachers who are leaving.
They have all put in many years of hard work, and we're losing a lot of great teachers and experience. And I wish all of them the best in their new adventure.
I would echo. I think there's a lot of experience there, and I always, you know, as much as you hate to lose them, it's always very good to see the letters that they send with their resignation and their experiences in our district, and how many of them are very proud and you know, really take pride in the service that they've had for Atlantic. We were lucky to have them for the number of years that we did.
School board member Keith Swanson also chimed in about the resignations.
I think we need to recognize that as a board, we're discussing money rather than education here. And we may not be improving the education. We may be simply improving our budget.
Superintendent Mike Amstein said the district has brought in a number of talented teachers in the past few years. And he said, while we're losing a lot of experience, they've also brought in a lot of new talent, so it's kind of a trade-off. The board Wednesday also held preliminary discussion on the budget. Amstein said there are still 3 things preventing them from making much progress on the budget, not the least of which is what the legislature plans to do with state supplemental aid.
We're going into trying to prepare a budget where we don't know what our state supplemental aid is going to be. We don't know if there is going to be any increase to our insurance costs. And we also don't know what our contract negotiations, what the dollar amount's going to be there. So those are 3 big items that impact what our budget's going to look like. And unfortunately, we don't know any of those. Now, insurance, we hope to know something by the early February.
And Activities Director Matt Alexander updated the board Wednesday on the athletic facilities study. He said since the process of looking at the facilities began in November, they've sent out requests for proposals to companies across the state for the purposes of conducting a more in-depth study and coming up with options or solutions. Alexander said they received several responses. The companies' fees for the studies ranged anywhere from $10,000 to as much as $40,000. A committee was established and bids were reviewed on January 4th. The committee narrowed down their choices to 3, and interviews were held with those company representatives.
We feel pretty confident that we've looked at this pretty diligently, because, you know, as we all talked about, this is something that could potentially be a long-term relationship between us and this firm that we may choose to use, because we may want to look at projects over a somewhat extended period of time. I'm not going to say 20 years, but you know, maybe, you know, 3 to 5 year project or 5 to 8 year project, however we can, you know, get the funds available for it.
Among the areas of athletic facilities I would like to look at is the Trojan Bowl, where safety is an issue, the baseball and softball fields, and tennis courts. A recommendation on which firm the committee selects will come during the next board meeting. If the board approves the recommendation, the study could begin as soon as the end of February. Elsewhere in the news, the Cass County Conservation Department personnel are dealing with vandalism that has taken place over the past month. Conservation Director Micah Lee, during his quarterly report Wednesday, told the Cass County Board of Supervisors that the incidents have taken place along the T-Bone Trail, where people have been running over posts designed to prevent vehicles from entering the trail at the trailheads.
I don't know what they're using to run it over, but they're snapping them off. They're probably 2 by 2, 1.5 inches, maybe square tubing. And they're hitting them and hitting them hard and fast enough. They're just breaking them off, not bending them over. And they've done, oh, they're at Laura. There's that little section in between that little partial. You know, I don't even know what it is, maybe 30 acres. It has a road around 4 sides. They've taken both ends of that out, and then the site going up to the north, they run over those too. And then when they break them off, we can't get them out of the, they just slide in and bolt down in. And we're going to have to, I don't know how we're going to, we can slide a small one inside, bend it, and pull it up. It's going to be not very easy.
Supervisor Chuck Regan suggested they use solid railroad-type beams to make it more difficult for vehicles to break to posts. Lee agreed that it would cause more damage to the culprit's vehicles and maybe dissuade them from causing more damage.
That's what we were talking about, maybe going with something solid. So if
you get on it, they're just going to keep going.
Yep, and I'd hate to see their vehicle or what they're using to do it, but it's got to be doing some damage because it's pretty heavy gauge stuff we got in there. But
those bolt guards in the front of them or whatever, they just unbelievable what they'll do.
It is, and that's the first issue we've really had, other than, you know, people dumping some garbage. But we've never really had vandalism up there per se. But this has just started here. We've been fighting it the last month. This is the, you know, 2 days, I guess it was Monday, Ryan went up and he found 3 new spikes where they'd done it.
In other news, Michael Lee said the main thing they're working on during the off season is renovating the inside of their offices near Lewis. At the West Nottoway Recreation Area near Cumberland, they removed some cedar trees in hopes of bringing back some native grasses in the future. And there are plans for the outdoor classroom shelter near Messina to be expanded, including running water, thanks to donations and grants secured from a nonprofit friends group.
We gave them permission. It's no county funds will be used to do all this upgrade. Their thoughts is like a mini type kitchen in there for when there's events. And the main addition, though, will be they're going to put a resource library. They've got a lot of books and stuff donated over the years, just wildlife or nature related. And they want to have a resource library out there so people and the kids can actually use stuff.
All those improvements, he said, will add somewhere from 300 to 500 feet to the shelter. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.